This is a City Newsnet update from the National Desk. I'm Bradford Maxwell. Big news for peace activists today as representatives of the last three holdout states, Washington, Montana, and North Dakota, have signed the extremely controversial death penalty suspension bill that will halt every death row case currently in the U.S. penal system, as well as temporarily ban a sentence of death indefinitely. While it does face a reported presidential veto at the White House, both the Senate and the House of Representatives have reported that they will be moving forward on the initiative. With the death penalty being temporarily suspended on the federal level, opponents of this action point out that over 46 scions, all of whom have abilities that allow them to live far longer than an average human, now only have to outlive their prison sentences in order to be able to wreak havoc on the world once their incarceration ends. In particular, four of the most dangerous scions ever discovered, the Black Quad, have already served nearly 26 years apiece and look as if they haven't aged at all since they robbed 60 banks in a single day, resulting in the death of 25 people back in March of 1990. Each of them will be out of prison by the end of this calendar year. In yet another case, a release rapidly approaching at the end of this month, the mysterious White Sphinx will be a free woman in society once again after 103 years in prison. Our older listeners will remember her as having the dubious honor of taking over nearly every mine within the borders of the United States for nearly 46 hours before being brought down by the Shade Sentinel. Stay tuned for updates on this story. And listeners, we want to partner with you as our ace reporter in the field. Check the show notes for easy links to the full story and our City News tip line. This has been a City News Net update from the National Desk. I'm Bradford Maxwell.